Yeah, it's a small union, the clerical workers at the Port of Los Angeles, but they did manage to shut down most of the port yesterday, and that strike might expand today. That port handles about 40% of all U.S. imports. Let's go live to Stephen Berry, lead negotiator for the L.A. Long Beach Harbor Employers Association. They represent the port. Stephen, good morning to you. So, logically, this is a labor dispute, but what does it mean to consumers, not only here in Los Angeles, but across the country?
Well, Dick, good morning. As you noted, this is the busiest port complex in America, and 40% of everything we receive flows through this port. When the port shut down, that affects jobs here in Los Angeles, Long Beach area, Southern California, and eventually the nation. Up to 1 million jobs could be affected by this.
And obviously that's a severe impact on many Americans, seriously. But I guess, people who are listening to us this morning are saying, well, is there something that I'm not going to be able to get when I go to the store or, anyplace else as a result of this strike if it doesn't get resolved?
Well, eventually that will absolutely be the case because the vessels will be stacked up out in the harbor or diverted elsewhere, slowing down the flow of goods. So absolutely will affect consumers, but it's going to affect consumers really in the pocketbook because as this strike continues and as cargo flow tightens, obviously shipping prices are going to increase and ultimately the consumers are the ones that are going to pay. And it's really shocking that we have a small unit, as you pointed out, average of about 40 employees at each of the 14 companies who make right now, today, a wage and benefit package of $165,000 a year. The employers have proposed to increase that to about $190,000 a year over the next 3.5 years, holding really the economy and ultimately the nation hostage over unreasonable feather bedding demands, demands to hire people on, add people when there's no work for them to perform, to cover 29% absenteeism through calling in temps out of their dispatch hall when there's no work for them to perform. That's what this dispute's about.
All right, and that's obviously the view of the employers. We're going to be talking with the view of the union coming up a little bit later this morning. In fact, just about an hour from now, a little less than that. So we'll get that side of the story as well. Stephen Berry there with us live, lead negotiator for the L.A. Long Beach Harbor Employers Association.